hello. Just so everybody knows, I just did a segment of the same thing, neurosis, codependency, and addictions. And I did it for about 30 minutes. I added music to it, and then I pressed the wrong button, and I deleted it. Yes, I deleted it. So now I gotta remember everything I talked about. Jesus of heaven. Stand by. Okay, so I'm gonna try to remember everything I said. Because again, I deleted the last 30 minutes of audio that I had recorded. It was so good. But whatever. It's life, right? So it was about the same thing that as the previous segment. It was a continuation on addictions, neurosis, and codependency. The more and more I research into this, I like researching this because there's not a lot of awareness in neurosis. I mean, you talk to somebody anywhere, and ask them about neurosis, they're gonna be like, "What? What is that?" They look at you like, you know, like, "What? You're talking about a crazy person that's in a mental place or whatever." That's like the face that they give you. Nobody talks about it. You know, codependency, more people are aware of that. You know, I hear more and more people talk about codependency, so I get surprised. Addictions, of course, people talk about that. But the root of all of it, all of this is, again, the neurosis part. The guy that invented Al-Anon or Alcoholics Anonymous, he made a big movement in this, you know, for Alcoholics Anonymous movement. But guess what? That guy died of emphysema, which is cancer to the lungs. So what he did, he just switched one addiction for another. You see? I mean, he didn't die of alcoholism, but he did die of lung cancer, which was caused from smoking, because he was a smoker. So the root of it, he never attacked the root of it. He never attacked the neurosis part. He attacked the alcoholism. And I think that, I mean, how do you say? People talk about peace and about happiness. And I think happiness, I don't have it yet, right? But I have happy moments in my life, but that's it. But I think the completion and being whole and happiness is going to come from not having any attachments to nothing. The Bible calls it sin. All these other books call it different things. They call it, like the Buddhist tradition calls it attachments. And it's all the same thing. The Bible says that we're not punished for our sins, but we're punished by our sins. It's the same thing, same concept. You know, it's not like we're punished for taking drugs or we're punished for drinking beer or alcohol. But those things themselves, our actions, punish us. But everything stems from neurosis. So if you have a failed marriage, excuse me, like me, or if you have a failed relationship, like me, or if you have failed in any area of your life, the root of it is some kind of imbalance in your life caused by neurosis. You know, if you're one of these people that are extra clean, extra organized, and everything has to be perfectly straight, if you research that, that's neurosis. That's not taking it like a normal human being. Or if you're extra sloppy, extra dirty, and you just your house is a mess all the time, and your car is a mess, and your life is a mess, that's neurosis also. So if you're in a relationship with a person that has high levels of neurosis in their life, it's gonna affect the spouse. It's gonna affect, you know, the other couple, the other person, because they're living a normal life, and here you come with your imbalances. or vice versa. You know, you're the normal one, quote unquote, and this other person is like extra clean, or extra dirty, or extra rude. I mean, there's some kind of imbalance. So I blame it on that. So that's just me. That's just my Ernie Figueroa research that I've done. But you know, it makes sense. Talking about neurosis, it's very it's intriguing for me. I like it. I like it because nobody talks about this. You know, I've gone to codependency classes, Neurotics Anonymous classes. I've gone to AA classes. I've gone to all kinds of classes. I've heard men talk about how they lost businesses, how they lost all their life earnings for gambling, for alcohol, for drugs. And I lost mine for codependency. So what's the difference? It's like, I mean, what the difference is, the poison. You know, you're taking one poison or another poison, or the red poison or the orange poison. Poison is poison. So all those things that I just mentioned, the drugs, the alcohol, the codependency, those vicious cycles, they're all poisons. They're all poisons, and they all stem from one thing, from neurosis. From that idea that you get when you're by yourself. You're like, what should I do? Should I call him? Or, what should I do? Should I go for some drinks? Or, you know, it's usually when you're doing nothing, then the neurosis kicks in. So the busier you are in working on yourself, on something that builds you, the more you deflect the neurosis from you. The book says that for neurosis, for your ego, and neurosis to disappear, is that you have to take off the greed, the selfishness. Once the selfishness gets removed from your life, the neurosis leaves. Isn't that amazing? It makes a lot of sense. Because our ego always wants me, anything for me, everything for me, the best for me, quality time for me. I mean, you're just imbalanced as heck. So that imbalance causes friction with your couple, with your children, with your spouse. So I blame a lot of stuff on neurosis. Like I say, the Bible calls it sin. Other books call it different things. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Oh, sorry about that. I am sick today, by the way. I've been sick for 2 days. I have the flu. And a hot day, which is not fun. And on top of all that, I can't find my keys. So I cannot find my keys, and I had to break into my car, I had to break into one of my trucks, because I thought they were inside of there, so I messed up my door handle thingy, and it was like 100 degrees outside, and I was just like, wow. So once I opened it, and I was looking for the keys were not even there. So anyways, that's another story for another day, but I will keep you posted if I found my keys or not. So anyways, if you see a person in your family or in your close circle that's struggling with drug addiction, with alcoholism, or with gambling, or with other, or with women, with men, or with both, I don't know. That's not their problem. That's their own, that's their escape. That's all that is. The real problem is the neurosis, is those patterns of how we think. I've seen families destroyed over and over, including, you know, my family that I lost because of my life decisions. But if you trace it back down to something, it wasn't even alcohol in my experience. It wasn't drugs. It was bad life decisions. But if you really micro analyze everything, it's from neurosis. You know, we just can't deal with being alone. There's always something. We always gotta fill something with something. We can't stand being alone. When we're alone, you know, we have all these questions in life of why could have, why didn't it work out? Or I should have done this, or I should have done that. Or maybe if I would have been there earlier. I mean, you have all these questions. So according to the books that I'm reading, it says for neurosis to leave, for ego to leave, you have to stop being selfish. When you stop being selfish, the ego leaves. You can't have both. You cannot man, I'm losing my voice. You cannot receive good doing bad. And when our ego acts, when our neurosis acts, it's some kind of a selfish act of something that's going to bring back some kind of it's going to bring some kind of consequence. So anyways, you know, I'm going to continue recording this some other time because I'm losing my voice. I wish I wouldn't have deleted the other episode because it was perfect. But it's okay though. I'll start taking notes and I'll give you guys better content. But all these things that I'm telling you is stuff that I lived. You know, I learned the hard way. And I just want to share these things with you, you know? Because there's heavier things going on in life, but you don't know. I mean, you take them as normal, you know? I mean, you talk to a person, a good friend of yours, and the friend of yours is gorgeous and she has all these successes in life and everything, but you hear her talk, see how she treats people, see how she treats humans, see how she interacts, how everything's so exaggerating, everything's so dramatic, and she's the victim, and all these, you know, stuff that comes from her vocabulary is always, never, all the time, forever. Those are unreal. And that person right there, with all her nice Bentleys and Mercedes and nice house and nice business and all these things, guess what? Neurotic. And at some point, the neurosis is going to take her down. It has to. Because you cannot do bad and expect good. It will always, for all these human existence, since the beginning of time, anybody that's tried taking advantage an unbalanced life, they never get away with it. Never, ever, ever. So if you've been in a toxic relationship, if you've been in a codependent relationship, it's because somebody was being selfish at some point, whether it be you or the other person. The selfishness caused neurosis to appear, which is your ego. And then some kind of imbalance, another imbalance in life, whether it be unfaithfulness, whether it be drugs, whether it be gambling, whether it be something, whether it be violence, whether it be verbal abuse, some kind of imbalance. But it all stems down from neurosis / ego / oh my god, I'm losing my voice. / from Guns N' Roses. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. You get the point. So anyways, there's a lot of broken families, including mine. There's a lot of violence out there. There's a lot of bad things in life out there. And unfortunately, it has nothing to do with drugs or alcohol. But it does have to do with selfishness. It does have something to do with our egos, with our greed. Because we want to feel good. We want to have peace, but we don't care about everybody else's peace. I learned a lot the hard way. I wish that I was, you know, those kind of people that I learned by reading a book. Unfortunately, I've learned the hard way a lot of these life lessons. I don't know if I mentioned it in this episode, but about 22 years ago or so, I struggled with cocaine. And that was hard to leave it behind. You know, because I didn't, it's not that I liked it, I needed it. That was the difference. You get to a state that you need it. And if you're in a toxic relationship, at first you like it, you love it, but then you need it. Even if it costs you your family, even if it costs you your business, even if it costs you everything you ever worked for, you need it. Even if you see yourself bleeding, you need it. Even if you cry yourself to sleep, you need it. Even if you've been cheated on, you need it. Even if you've been, you know, beat up or, you know, domestic violence, you need it. You know, you hear all these relationships, or you hear these stories of, you know, the husband beating the wife, and she keeps going back. She keeps going back. That is the same pattern of the cocaine addiction. That's the same pattern of alcohol. That's the same pattern of heroin. That is the same pattern of meth. But that pattern is called codependency. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make if you're addicted to cookies, you're addicted to heroin, you're addicted to alcohol, if at the end you can lose everything, including your family, including everything you ever had? What is the freaking difference if you lose everything? The only thing that changes is the poison. That's all it is. But it's the same pattern. Same destructive pattern. Same destructive cycle. It all has its good times. It all has its middle times. It all has its bad times. And then it goes back up to the honeymoon state. Including the drugs, including the alcohol, including all this gambling, everything. It's a circle. It keeps repeating itself. So what is the difference if you got divorced by unfaithfulness, by drugs, because of alcohol, because of lies? I mean, if you lost, you lost. But the root of it is somebody was being selfish. It could be you, or it could be the other person. My answer for me, it was me. I was a selfish person. I was a self-destructive, selfish person. And I lost everything. I admitted it. I don't hide anything. I'm not proud, but I don't hide. That's how I know. That's how I could talk about all these things. I could relate to all these things because, again, I relate to the drug part from back 22 years ago. And I remember how I felt. How nervous I felt of not having that drug. And I also been in 2 codependent relationships in my life that I could tell you, they might have a knife in your throat, but you still feel like you love them. What kind of sick person does that? What kind of sick person puts a weapon against you and they say they love you? And what kind of person stays after they did that? After unfaithfulness? What kind of people stay in those relationships? Well, I'll tell you what kind of people. People that are codependent. It's like the victim and the prey. They both need each other. You know, they hate me, but don't leave me. And the other guy, the other person needs to. Anyways, I don't want to get into that. We'll talk about that in another episode or another segment. But you get the point. What difference does it make? If he lost, he lost. But if you trace it down, it was because somebody was being selfish. Somebody was being selfish. They only thought about themselves. Their ego got bigger. Neurosis kicks in. And then an escape happens. But anyways, that's what I have to say today. I'm losing my voice. Well, it feels like I'm losing it, right? And keep commenting. Send me messages. Let me know how you guys like these things. This is not the only things I'm going to talk about, by the way. There's all kinds of stuff that I want to talk about. I have so much. I mean, if you personally know me, you know I love talking. I love talking philosophy, life. All the things that people don't usually talk about, I like to talk about. I love astrology, even though I don't know much about it. Like I said, I wish I did. But anybody that talks about astrology, like I'm all ears. I enjoy astrology. Like talking about conspiracy theories and about facts. I like talking about cryptocurrency. I like talking about numbers. I like hearing stories from people that have fallen and have risen higher than ever. I love those success stories. I love stories of the underdog. So there'll be a lot of those podcasts that I'll be doing. Usually, you know, if like the guys that have worked with me in the field, they'll tell you that these are the kind of conversations we've had. You know, I've been a mentor most of my life. I've never called myself a mentor, but one day, like, I was thinking about it, and I said, you know what? I've been a mentor. Because I started thinking about so many people that have crossed my life, and I have had these conversations, like this podcast. I've had conversations like this with them, like man to man. You know, it'll be a young man or it could be an older man. You know, we've had deep conversations. I've had men cry with me, telling me about their life without me asking them. But I just listen. I like to listen. And I like to learn. Unfortunately, I learned the hard way. So there's a lot of these subjects that I talk about. I would like for you guys to tell me what you guys want to talk about or what you guys want me to talk about. Because trust me, whatever you guys bring to the table, I'm going to submerge myself into it. And I'm going to tell you my point of view. Okay, so you take care now. And keep me posted. Let me know what you think about these podcasts. All right? See you soon.